food services group Bidcorp delivered solid full-year results today, with continuing headline earnings per share coming in stronger, up 12.5%. This was boosted by a positive trading performance in its developed markets, particularly the UK, where revenue increased by close to 11% and trading profit rose by just over 20%. We caught up with the CEO, Bernard Berson, and started off with a focus on the UK's performance. And I asked him how the group's getting it right when so many others are experiencing the UK headache.
Well, I think we started a process a few years ago of simplifying the business and adopting more of a Bidcorp type of model than maybe what the business was historically operating under. And we've seen a huge improvement over the last few years. And there's no doubt that those initiatives have given us momentum. And yes, the economy is tough. Yes, there is Brexit fatigue. Yes, there are a lot of headwinds, but our guys are very focused on what they're doing. They're doing it very well and they're delivering admirably. We can't change the environment in which we operate. We can only change the way we operate. And I think our guys have been very flexible and successful in doing that.
You've got to be flexible in order to suit changing and fast-changing environments. How do Brexit uncertainties impact you, especially with just today Boris Johnson asking the Queen to suspend Parliament in the middle of September to push through potentially a no-deal Brexit? We've got the pound pricing in a no-deal Brexit as well.
Like I say, we can't control these events. So we don't actually spend too much time pondering about it because we can't impact it.
Does it impact your business, though? How has it been impacted?
Well, you don't know how it's impacted the business because the impact is felt through consumer confidence, through economic growth, through consumer fatigue. But notwithstanding that, there is still moderate economic growth in the UK. The place is still there. Mm-hmm. There's still 65 million people. There's still a lot of tourists. And they'll work through this issue. Yes, there might be some short-term disruption, there might be some short-term difficulties, but when you look through that, I've still got a great deal of confidence that the UK will be okay.
Having said that, you have the sale of your UK distribution business underway. How soon before things are wrapped up on that front?
I don't want to be too optimistic because unfortunately we saw a deal fall over before. We're hopeful of concluding something in the next month or two.
And with that in mind, in the interim, you've got good revenue growth and better margin offsetting some of the cost pressures you are facing. You've made a conscious shift away from lower margin customers. So where has that taken your business?
We are very much focused on the customer that values the service we offer and is prepared to pay the correct price for the service that they get. And we've been doing that for a number of years. We've spoken about it as rebalancing the customer portfolio. And we're relatively happy with where we've landed, and we're seeing very strong growth in that segment of the market. So we're very happy with where the business is heading.
On a geographic basis, Australia seems to be a key focus for you. Talk us through the kind of investments you're ploughing into that territory.
Well, I don't think it's a key focus. It's an important part of the business. Between Australia and New Zealand, they're about 30% of our total operating profits, and they've been hugely successful, continuously successful, for the last 20, 25 years. And with the growth they've experienced, you need to continually invest in infrastructure. And that's all that we're doing. So we're upgrading our infrastructure, moving into more modern facilities, creating some increased capacity.
That developed market performance, standing in contrast to your emerging markets business, which has been growing trading profit at its slowest rate, and it's Greater China's performance that's lagging there. What kind of stumbling blocks are you hitting, and are you surprised at the slow growth coming through?
No, not at all. It was one event, which we spoke about 6 months ago, which was the we lost the distribution rights of a certain New Zealand brand of dairy product, which made up about 40% of our volumes, and we had to replace those volumes. So we absolutely could see this happening, and when it happened, we had to adjust accordingly. And we've definitely seen the worst of it, and our second half was much better than our first half in Greater China. Like I said, I'm a little bit concerned about Hong Kong moving forward because of the uncertainty that's happening in Hong Kong, but we can only hope for a good outcome there.
That was the CEO of Bidcorp, Bernard Berson.